good evening, guys. It's your girl, Food for Thought. I'm back. I just haven't been recording lately because I kind of ran out of content to speak about. But today we're going to speak about something very touchy. I would like to thank everybody who has been supporting my podcast. I appreciate every single one of you guys who have been supporting for 99 cents a month. If you'd like to be a supporter, all you got to do is subscribe monthly for 99 cents a month. So let's get on with the segment. So this segment is going to be about suicide. So if you ever don't have anybody to talk to, or you don't, you know, want people to know that you are having thoughts, or like you want to commit suicide if you're in a crisis, please call 1-800-273-8255. And again, the phone number is 1-800-273-8255. And if you don't want to be on the phone, you could always text the suicide hotline, which would be 741-741. Now let's get on with the segment. I said, why do people on social media do not take suicide seriously? And then one person got mad at my post. I don't know why they did. I wasn't implying like suicide is like a thing to like get like, you know, like angry about, or like, you know, it was just a question, you know. And one person said, because suicide, no matter what, how it's talked about, should always be taken seriously. You never know what someone is feeling. And then another person said, because it is serious. One more person has commented and said, because it is a very serious topic, and sometimes it's a person's only outlet to cry for help. And I was wanting to speak about this because last night I was hanging out at my dad's house, and I was on my phone, and my phone was open, and then my sister saw a picture of like a wrist, and it was like very bloody from like a lot of cuts on the wrist. At first I thought it was like one of like a makeup, you know, a makeup artist on like my page, just like doing Halloween makeup looks, you know, for, you know, Halloween time. But I guess it wasn't. It was like a real thing. I saw the status and they were just like saying like, you know, like they want their life to end. And it was, you know, that picture of a bloody wrist. It was really bad. Let's just put it at that. It was very bad. It was very graphic. And I was scrolling on Facebook, and like I scrolled on the comments, and like the people on the comments were like, you know, saying like, you know, if you ever want to talk, I'm here. And I've been through that kind of stuff. I've been doing that for years, but then I stopped. And then everybody's like, oh, well, you're being selfish because you have children and you don't want to be like selfish and leave the world without, you know, like, you know, without, you know, your children, basically. And I was in loss of words. That's why I'm like kind of like saying, you know, so much, because it's like suicide is like a very, very, very serious thing. And I feel like people on social media do not take it seriously, because social media, people use social media as a platform, or if they're bored, or if it's all fun and games. So like I did see a few comments where like people were laughing at, you know, her trying to like basically cry for help, and they were like laughing at it, like, and I was like, what is so funny about somebody cutting their wrist and like hurting themselves? Like, that's not funny at all. And I feel like people think social media is such a game, but sometimes people use it as an outlet, and sometimes people use it as a sign, as a cry for help. And I did message the girl, and I was trying to get a hold of her. I was trying to see if she was okay. And I gave her the suicide hotline number and said, like, you know, like, they're always here to talk. Like, you could always talk to them if you don't want to talk to nobody else. She read my message. She was only responding a little bit to, like, other people's, like, stuff. And then she just kept on posting pictures of, like, her wrist being cut. And it was just really sad. So I said, I was on Facebook and I saw a picture of a bloody wrist. I had messaged the person, the suicide hotline, and everybody was reaching out to her, only short answers. A few people were laughing at her bloody picture, and I didn't get why they were laughing at the comments at all. And then one person thought it was me for some reason, because like I guess I misspelled something, and then they said not, and I said, got you, thanks, I'm extremely tired. I didn't mean I'm tired of my life, like I was literally like tired. Like my husband called me at 11-ish. I didn't get off the phone till midnight, so I was like really tired, and I was at work, and it's just been a long day, guys, a long day, you know. And I was just so like sleepy. And then the person said, you good, but we were all thinking you're one of those people. I said, oh no. But maybe if people read that earlier, they're probably thinking like, oh no, she's talking about she wants to commit suicide, because people misinterpret things like a lot on social media. Like, you could literally ask a serious question like that, they're thinking, oh my god, it's you. Like, no, it's not. So another person said, would you like my answer? I said, sure. Social media is used to get away from the real world. It's the place where you could joke around, have fun, and be goofy. And since that overshadows suicide, they still take it as a joke or a game. I said, probably. And then one more person said, so true. It's absolutely bullshit, because I have issues with myself to the point where I, not as much anymore, but used to cut regularly. And I said, exactly. And it's just like a very touchy subject that I feel like people should talk about to prevent this kind of stuff, because people use social media as a joke. And it's like, if something good is going on in your life, people comment, they want to congratulate you. But like, if something's going bad in your life and you're crying out for help with suicide, you know, like, people are not stable to speak to other people, so they want to go on social media for like an outlet for a cry for help. And sometimes people don't even like pay attention. It's like really sad, because I literally was on my timeline and I saw that picture and it was so graphic, and like, I felt so bad that I wasn't there to like help that person. Like, it really hurt my heart. And the other thing that I do not get is that, why is it in songs they talk about, oh, I'm gonna kill myself? I feel like those type of songs, the depressing, oh, suicidal songs, I feel like they're promoting suicide. The only good suicide song that I heard of is that 1-800 Logic song. And it's just like, I feel like people should take this type of like cry out for help very seriously, because people in this world really suffer mentally to the point where they want to do that. And sometimes they feel like they can't turn to anybody. And I feel like if you ever are feeling that way, just call that number, 1-800-273-8255 and 741-741. And if you feel like, you know, you have somebody on your social media and they are doing that type of stuff and you want to see if they're nearby you in your area, then I would suggest you message them if they don't message back. And if you personally know them, call 911, because that is something serious and everybody's life is so precious. And it's just really sad that this society is like this. Like, people take everything as a fucking joke now. It's like nobody takes anything seriously anymore. Like, it's all full of memes and ha ha kiki, but when it comes to somebody crying out for help, it's like people are like, they're craving attention and they're doing this and they're doing that. No, they're really crying out for help. So yeah, that's my segment for the night about suicide. I really hope that you guys really take this segment seriously, because some people are really suffering out there and some people don't feel like they can talk to anybody. So like I said, text 741-741, and also follow me on Instagram, which would be Shardey17, Sharday 17. And please, if you ever see that happen, reach out, and if they do not answer, call 911. Everybody's life is precious and we need to live this life like there's no tomorrow, because you don't know when it's time for anybody to, like, you know, leave this earth. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your night. I really hope that you guys enjoy this segment. It's 8:50 p.m. and I'm about to head to bed. So if you want to call in or have any intake or any thoughts on it, just let me know. Call in, do whatever. Have a good night. Bye.